This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus. We're so glad you could come aboard. My name is Zach, and before we begin our adventure, a quick word of warning. This Dungeons & Dragons podcast may contain fantasy violence, language, mature themes, and other sensitive subjects. Listener discretion is always advised. Now, if you're ready, let's find our seats, make sure your bus buddy is accounted for, and let the adventure begin.
I don't think it is worth it.
I liked it a lot.
I think it's important that both parties peak. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Wild Magic School Bus, the most unprofessional RPG podcast you will ever hear. I, of course, am your GM, Calvin Piper, and these fine folk play the game with me. Tonight's prompt players, we're going around and introduce ourselves. If you could wipe from your memory one book, TV show, or movie that you don't like,
ooh,
what would it be?
My name is Matt. Play Zook, Magoop, Male Turtle, Wizard 6, Level 6, Twilight.
Right out the gate. Just
but Matt, if you did that, you could never put it on a big screen and put it on mute and then make up your own words.
Hang on tight, little spider monkey.
A very recite. Southern
Nick Cage in Con Air as Edward Cullen in Forks, Washington.
Hang on,
I would watch and read that.
Put the werewolf back in the box. Do not imprint on that, baby.
They're coming after us.
Local PD does not agree with this take.
No, it thinks you're hot.
Shoot, I don't know. Something I wish I had never seen and would be okay with never seeing again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any movie that I like that vehemently. Oh, no. I take it back. It was when I got hoodwinked a few weeks ago when Kels put on a Hillary Duff movie, and it was Raise Your Voice.
Man, you sucks that really ass. Affected you.
This is like the third episode intro that has referenced that experience.
Yeah, it is.
Crazy. Hillary Duff had two good movies, and then she had Raise Your Voice.
So could that Kelly.
I changed mine. The original live-action Avatar.
Okay. Raise Your Voice.
There you go. Yeah, that's when I could.
The original live-action Avatar.
Wait, are you talking about where they go to the Pandora?
The Last Airbender.
That came out before The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
No, that's a good
movie. But Shyamalan did such a good job.
The Disney Avatar.
Ooh, not on that movie.
Ooh, here's a movie that nobody's thought about in years, I just remembered. This is Zach. I play Kestis Thimbleweed. He's a centaur druid. You guys remember that movie Jupiter Ascending with Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis?
Never saw it. That's one of the worst.
And then this girl. She was in it, too.
She was that, yeah.
That's Anthony Davis. He plays for the Los Angeles.
Okay. They were in it, too.
Anthony Davis is in Jupiter Ascending. That'd be crazy. Eddie Redmayne in that movie. One of the worst things I've ever seen. Like, he's a dog man, and they can skate through the sky.
But they took...
And Eddie Redmayne is only either whispering or screaming. It's very Nick Cage, that performance.
They took that movie so very seriously
when making it.
It got 28% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's absolutely horrible. I saw that movie in theaters.
It wants to be a joke, but they would not let it be a joke.
I think it was the Wachowskis made that movie.
Really?
And everybody was like, it's the Matrix! They're gonna do a Matrix! And then it was bad. Just a waste of my time and brain space. But now I'm thinking about Channing Tatum as a dog man. Because it's still up there, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's still there.
I could have healed civilizations if I hadn't seen
Eddie Redmayne played Balaam Abrasax.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Balaam Abrasax.
Yeah, I loved Abrasax.
Wasn't he like some kind of warlord?
Yeah, he's like some kind
Eddie
of warlord guy.
Eddie Redmayne.
Okay, he was like fresh off an Oscar
win. We've talked too much about this movie.
He played Balaam Abrasax, and then there's a woman who just played Cleek.
Yeah.
The jokes were
Was that eyebrows who played Cleek?
Who knows?
I don't know. My name is Michelle. I play Nell. Forest Bard, level 6. And I'm going to say, I mean, I'm not very passionate about very many movies. And the things that I think suck, I forget because I barely remember the things that I love. So, no. <okay. laughs> We all just looked over at you. I'm going to say the Willy Wonka with Johnny Depp in it. I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate the little,
Johnny
the little
Depp,
Oompa
that
Loompas.
Little asshole Johnny Depp.
He has a weird face in that movie.
Listen,
I can't
there
stand
was
it.
Pirates, and then Johnny Depp sucked. He had this beautiful career where he was all sorts of good stuff, and then he became abhorrent. Like he used up all of his talent.
Like a sinister creep and not in an endearing way.
He did. I mean, and he really, he like... blew his load, talent load on.
Nope. He shat his talent turd on the pillowcase that was
Crap Man.
We're back to Crap Man.
Can I just circle back to Eddie Redmayne makes Les Mis, an Oscar nominated role for him.
Yep.
Theory of Everything wins an Oscar and then immediately makes Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah.
Nominated for 8 Razzies. I'm assuming.
Because he peaked.
Probably.
He's like, I'm untouchable. I can make, I can, anything I touch turns to gold.
But also.
And that's what it was. He had a drunken bet with someone who was like, oh yeah, here, I got this script across my desk the other day. You think you can make this one a winner? Okay, cool. Yeah, I can make anything a winner. Is he British? He's British. Right?
Yeah. Yes, he was talking with Timothy Oliphant, who is going to play Bartomax.
I can make anything a winner. And then.
He did make The Danish Girl in the same year as Jupiter Ascending.
He played The Danish Girl?
Uh-huh. He was nominated for an Oscar for that.
Oh, he was The Danish Girl.
Yeah. And then after that, has never made a good movie.
Zach always talks about these deep cut movies nobody's ever heard
of. These movies were nominated for Oscars.
So, but the really fun thing about this is that Zach only has all of that information because of his time in theater school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So going forward, like maybe in 5 years... his references are still going
to
be the same. Great things can happen between now and then, but he won't know.
He won't know it.
I just won't know about any of the cool stuff that
happened.
He'll just be like, man, that last Indiana Jones was pretty good.
Temple of Doom.
Doom 2 was good. 3 good. Doom 3.
Is he saying Doom? Doom?
Yeah. I was saying Doom.
Rock the Dwayne Johnson in Doom 2.
I'm Matty B, and I play Wyatt Masterson, the Hair and Gone Rogue. I'm having trouble thinking of things that I really disliked.
Man's a lover.
I am a Ghostbusters fan, though, and I will say the...
Don't do it. Not in March.
International
Not
women's
in March.
I'm sorry.
Don't
say
it. No.
The female-led...
No, say that last one. Say the last one they just did with the kids.
No, it's
say
good.
Say the one with the kid.
It's good.
So wait, they only ever made one bad Ghostbusters movie?
And that was the
one with
women.
Yeah, and it was
when
they tried to remake it. And it wasn't due to the acting. It was just poor script. It was terrible.
It was
the dialogue was awful. The script was awful.
I'm sorry, Michelle.
Was it written by Greta Gerwig?
You know what's really unfortunate is that probably the best part of that Ghostbusters movie is Chris Hemsworth, and that sucks to say.
It was terrible.
Look at the calendar.
You can't say that. You just can't.
No, it's fine,
guys.
Okay,
I'm with you.
I'm the worst part of this.
Hey, I was still in theater school for when this movie came out, so I know about it.
I reiterated.
Do you remember back before Michelle
that it had nothing to do with the actors?
It was just a bunch of guys playing.
Yeah, they were
better.
Great.
I get it.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
It was pretty great.
No, it's good.
It wasn't.
No.
When it was just the four of us playing, and you would crochet on the couch, like that sounds like fun,
and you'd giggle. You mean?
That Calvin, he's so funny.
Yeah, look here, see.
I wish he would go out with me.
Oh wait, we're married, see?
100% married at that point.
Have I missed?
We were married. Are we just giving her different voices?
Yeah, so married.
Ah, Calvin, you're my husband.
He's going from being the bat to being his man.
Have we done everybody? Can we start the game now?
Calvin, you are my husband.
Yeah. Drew, you didn't say yours. Drew didn't say yours.
No, that's fine. He's taking too long now.
Drew's was The Sound of Music. He said that movie sucks. Go.
All right. With all of that energy coursing through our veins, we'll go ahead and start episode 29 of the Wild Magic School Bus. So the last time we were here, the adventurers had begun their search for the items needed to create the arcane circle to try to get out of the void. Kestis, using his druidic abilities, was able to quite brilliantly find a way to the Black Bard, the sunken vessel deep below the ocean. Nell was able to procure many different fabrics and is continuing to do so. While others continue to search for the bioluminescent ink and the chalk for the spell. Finding the Black Bard, Kestis returned and informed Barrios, who, using some of his lunar magics, was able to summon transportation down to this ship much faster than before, cutting a half-hour trip into about 10 minutes. Reaching the ship, and using a little bit more of their arcane leverage, they were able to unlock and then open the sealed door of this ship, revealing a virtual treasure trove down here in the ocean. And now, with time not necessarily on their side, they have to figure out if there are some gems down here and if they can take it back up with them. And that is where we find ourselves tonight, with the spotlight of the story currently on Kestis and Barrios, as you guys are now in the belly of this ship with a treasure trove laid out before you.
Investigation check. I'm sending the dancing lights all over the room because there's
absolutely five of them. You can go ahead and make an investigation check for me.
Start looking through the piles.
Yeah,
for
if
the
you'd like to make an investigation check as well, go for it.
It's super low. Only a CX.
Mine was a three. There's a bunch of stuff down here.
You guys begin to dig through these piles of gold, these barrels of precious items, these chests full of seemingly endless valuable objects. However, in the probably 10-ish minutes that you take to look around, you do not find any semblance of a precious gem in the ones that you are looking for specifically.
Okay, we're sort of stuck here. I'm going to cast Locate Object.
Okay.
For, I think we needed, for an emerald, since we need two of those and only one of the other two.
Sure. Sending out the tendrils of magic, you begin to feel for this object, kind of picturing it in your mind's eye. And as you do, you can kind of feel almost like a magnetic pull towards the center of one small barrel off to the side. And opening the top, which is fairly easy, the wood is mostly gone at this point, you can begin to kind of rummage through and pull out a handful of small stones, two of which are in the dim light, kind of have a dark greenish tint to them.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, outside of making another investigation check or an arcana check, I don't have any spells that would be of use.
Yeah. Right, I mean, now, if you want to try to make another one, you're more than welcome to. It's just going to, if it's another failure, it's another 10 minutes of time.
Okay.
So you guys are currently at about 25 minutes of being down here.
Push beyond the the halfway point of the hour.
Yes, very much so. Okay, you not so much are worried.
I was going to say, I sort of, while we're down here, I get I try to get Barrios' attention and explain, like, you can go. I'll stay longer.
Got it. 14 on that check.
14. You do spend another 10 minutes looking, but you do recover one amethyst. You find a rather fancy bracelet, very large bracelet, and set in it are several small stones. But one of them is looks to be an amethyst, and with a little bit of prodding, you can kind of dislodge it or just take the whole thing with you, up to you.
I will give it to Kestis.
Okay. Perfect. So you now have one amethyst and two emeralds in your possession.
And I'll take another pass around the room at the same time.
Okay, make another investigation check.
15.
15. Without wasting the 10 minutes, you are able to locate...
Standing there waiting for you to bring me an amethyst.
You are able to locate an amethyst after rooting around for a little bit longer.
What do we still need that stone here?
So we need squid ink, stone powder, big canvas, and those gems. This may be because of my previous absence. At one point, there was maybe a person down here in the shipwreck that had also come looking for the shipwreck. Did we get... I feel like I remember this person had, like, a necklace that was described to us, maybe? Like, a piece of jewelry that was described to us? I could be making that up.
I don't know if there was ever any... There was...
But I know the name of the person.
Yes.
So could I... cast locate object for the skull of
looking for a piece of
Bara.
You're trying to locate Bara.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this is Vodos's partner who was lost at the bottom of the ocean.
Yes.
Can I cast locate object for, like, the skull of this person who has been at the bottom of the ocean for some amount of time?
Yes. I would say go ahead and make a arcana check with advantage, because you are using this spell. So I will say go ahead and make an arcana check with advantage.
Sharkana check. Mm-hmm.
That's not, but the first one was good. I'm gonna beef it up. I have one more knack for it today.
Okay, yeah.
So we found all the gems we're going to find.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to start to go up while you're doing that.
Yeah.
I'm taking the lights with me.
That's a 21 arcana check.
Ooh.
As Barrios is gathering the last things and getting ready to leave, you spend some time, and you know the spell looks for objects, but using a little bit of your street smarts, you're trying to find the loophole in the arcane of this moment. And you reach out, not for the person, but just for a physical object that is technically the person. And you kind of reach out with this just kind of, like, faint hope that you're not going to find anything, you know, based on what Connie was saying about how this person's probably, you know, maybe not be there, maybe they are somewhere else. And you get to the edges of your perception, the 1,000 feet that you can see in your mind's eye, and... at the very end, there's a little blip. Way, way down, further down below the boat, there is more ocean, more darkness. And based on what you're sensing, there is some sort of a body or what's left of a person down there.
I think I have to see if there's anything to see down there. I'm gonna try to quietly. I gotta go shark mode again because I can't see anything.
Yeah.
And then head down that direction.
Okay.
Also, wherever I'm keeping these gems, I just grab like a handful of gold coins and I stick that in there too.
Yeah, and grab a handful of gold. Good call.
Just
yeah.
Pop it in.
Just shove it in. You're fine.
In a bag.
All right. So you begin to head down. Barrios, you begin to head out.
Yes. So I'm going to use my dancing light spell because it says you can also combine the four lights into one glowing, vaguely humanoid form.
Oh.
And I can move them up to 60 feet at a time. So what I'm going to do is slow Michael Kelps down to 60 feet of movement.
Yeah.
And project about 30 feet in front of me, a vaguely humanoid form.
That
I'm going to go back to the circus
cool.
that way.
I've never known Dan Snyder to do that. That is a brilliant use of the spell.
Don't want
to
get punched
Incredible.
In the face.
All right, so you begin to head out using your dancing lights. Go ahead and do another either animal handling or dexterity for me to move through the sea ghosts.
Oh boy. Sorcery point. I'm going to reroll that. 11.
11. So you go ahead and make another wisdom saving throw.
Hey, 16.
All right, so you, again, you do not get paralyzed by the touch, but you do take another point of poison damage for passing through their forms.
Gotcha.
But yeah, you can make your way out and begin to go. Are you stealthing by yourself while using the light?
I'm almost like a combination of stealthception. Where, like,
gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and roll a stealth check for me then, just based on that.
Okay, 20.
20. Yeah, you project the light and move out, and in your kind of holding breath moment, trying to see if anything's going to happen, you are greeted with the darkness of the ocean. Nothing seems to take notice of you or notice your light even then, and or investigate it in any way. But you can then rapidly make your way, speeding up out of that area back towards the surface of the void, with your gems intact.
Yeah, cool.
Kestis, you begin to descend further down. You begin to feel the pressure of the ocean against your shark form, but it does not affect you, but it is, the pressure builds down here. But you can make your way down the 1,000 feet or so to the very bottom of the ocean. And this area is where everything kind of settles, the sediment, the utter darkness, not even a glimpse of light above you in this at this point. But thanks to your blind sight, you are able to locate the area where you sensed the objects. And arriving down there, you do find what looks to be a couple of, at this point, it's just shards of bone. And you do find a small metallic object. It's cylindrical. And it's maybe about 2.5-3 inches long, but it's a round kind of quarter size cylindrical object.
I'm gonna just scoop it up in my teeth.
You swallow it.
I'll pass
it's
it.
Gone. but yeah, you
There's
can
no
take
plumbing in the yeah. void, so
you can grab the object and bring it back with you. No issue. For the sake of expediency, yeah. you
Start
don't run
my
into
way back to the surface.
You don't run into trouble. I'll just go ahead and roll just to make sure. And once again, I'm rolling ones and twos, so perfect. No, nothing sees
I
you or notices.
I will, on my way up, instead of bringing everything with me, I'm
sure.
going to find lower than I've seen anyone else go.
Right.
I'm going to find one of those sort of small caves or pockets in the stone.
Uh huh.
And just deposit this item in
okay.
there and then turn back into Kestis and take the stuff out of my pouch.
So going up to the rock shelf where
yeah.
everyone harvests, you go, okay, so but yeah, you go a ways
lower
away.
Than
sure,
I've seen
sure, sure,
other
sure, sure.
People
go ahead and roll a survival check for me to kind of mask
sure.
this area and kind of give yourself.
That's 14.
Not bad, actually. You're not used to coral and ocean, but you've hidden many things before in your life, so
the dead drop
be,
is not a new thing.
Dead drop's not a new thing. No, not at all. But yeah, making your way back, you can reconvene with the rest of your party and locate the gemstones that you need. So congratulations, guys. You
Fantastic.
Made it through.
Without I did look up, or I read into sharks being able to withstand pressure. They cannot, the way fish do. They don't have a swim bladder. You
there
were,
are sharks.
You were 100% right.
That, yeah, there are.
Wait, what?
He was talking about feeling pressure even though he's a shark. Mm-hmm. That's a fact, bro. Chicks. Calvin knows biology.
Did you say that?
I said that.
Calvin
you
said that.
Oh, he did? Wow.
Calvin said it.
I knew I was right when Drew didn't correct me. All right, so moving on to... you buddy. moving on to the other portions of our story.
Oh, I'm not playing.
I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
I'm leaving.
I am.
You guys are...
Oh, but you found squid ink.
Yeah. We'll see what happens there. Oh. So, but we'll continue the story as Matt slowly gathers his things and has to leave.
Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Such is
say
the life.
Hello to whoever it is you're gonna see.
So who else is attempting to do something as we continue on our quest for the list?
Get more bed sheets.
Yeah, how's the sheeting going?
You did get a couple of blankets. Uh-huh. But that's about the extent of it at this point.
Extra big ones, if I recall. Is it big enough for what we need yet?
No.
I'll get more then.
All right. How do you explain yourself this time?
Kestis has made a real mess of all this.
Kestis is just the worst inmate ever. He keeps pooping the bed.
He does. He can't help it.
Did you find like a little cylinder?
There's apples everywhere. Every morning we come in there. Anyways, he needs another blanket. He's just a child.
You just eat the apples whole?
Okay. This is going to be another deception check. The DC will increase, though,
okay.
Because you are using the same lie as before.
I don't know.
Fine. Barrios is getting fatter than ever.
Nope, you've already said your thing.
Oh, so we're going to body shame Barrios.
I mean, he's getting so small going and swimming in the oceans. All right. 22. Does 22 do it?
The DC is now 25.
And I'll use a knack for it to make it 24.
Okay.
That was a 3. 22 and 3 is 25.
Oh, yeah, 25. You're right.
Not to mansplain arithmetic, but my God, Michelle.
Yeah. On this, the 17th day.
It's the 19th day, motherfucker.
No, but the thing is, like, I know I've fucked up a few days, so for me it's...
So there's a couple that eliminating the days that he was a misogynist? It's only the 2nd of March!
Listen, guys. No, listen. Michelle, you're the only one...
Due back for another week and a half.
Michelle, you're the only one who doesn't have to listen, because I don't want to be mean.
I don't.
Listen, guys, I told Michelle, I'm always a little misogynistic. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Does that mean I get like free punch?
If you get a massage, you might not hate them.
She makes it great.
Okay,
I'm gonna leave too. Nobody?
Matt, wait.
So much Kestis and Barrios time.
Yeah, it's great. It makes up for last time. Okay, so
surely I've gotten enough sheets.
With the 25, you are able to collect more, albeit a little more of a shaky alibi. But you are able to secure some more fabrics to get you closer.
You're gonna make a trampoline, a safety net for if anyone gets accidentally thrown over.
Oh, like in Robin, when Robin's family died. Because they didn't have the net when they were doing the trapeze. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They used to be called...
Came under Crapman's wing as Sparrow.
Crapman and Sparrow, yeah.
He used to be called a jump-o-lean till your mom got on.
My mom's a whore.
This one?
Yeah, wow, Drew.
The 19th day... Of Women's Month or whatever.
Hey, it's not, listen.
On this, the whatever day of fucking month.
Some month. I don't know. It's March. You can't say that in March.
Beware the Ides of whatever. Okay.
The leprechauns or whatever, dude. All right. I'll also spam my other spell that I've been
I'm
trying
giving
to
giving the
do.
Native Americans another month. You women can't have this one.
I found the coffee shop's Instagram post for tomorrow. Screw women, this was for the natives.
Today is for the natives. That's how we feel.
Down right? with women, up with gays.
This one's for the braves? Oh, yeah.
What else do we need on this damn list?
I don't know. Rock powder.
Other than all the cool stuff that Mia Will just got.
Yeah, no idea. We pulled our weight. I don't know what YouTube bros are doing.
Oh, you know what? I think I am going to go do a little bit of preventative maintenance or just sweeping, you know, building services.
Get some rock powder.
I'm going to go get some stone powder.
Oh, yeah, in the classroom
powder.
Where, you know, they do all the teaching. Just clap
get the chalk out of
there. Yeah, because they're big on educating their prisoners here.
Yeah, that's why I think Caden's such a good guy.
A broom and dustpan, I'll go and, you know.
I'm not talking about why there's teachers in maximum security prison, huh?
Work release.
If there was
that was a good one.
If there was any kind of like rock like creatures, maybe we could find some of their leavings. That would be...
You think Korg dumped his pants and you're just gonna find those lying around?
Never mind, Nell's gonna go take a nap for the rest of the day. She's deserved it. No, I'm
she's
kidding.
Done one thing.
She told one lie to a guy that has
somebody
a crush
else
on her.
To go
like,
get
I'm exhausted.
Barrios, you got a 20 nature check.
I rolled that on accident like an hour ago.
Oh, it just popped up.
Wait, the diver's docks, perhaps?
That's the size of the canvas you want.
Okay. And I've nearly got it. Right?
You're getting close.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go and I'll decide to go and sweep up. And a little broom and dustpan, go get some stone powder.
You're
going back from Marshall?
You're going to try to get stone powder from...
Before.
From the builders.
From the builders?
Yes, correct, yeah.
Okay. So you head to an area of the void where they are currently working, and you can see they seem to be working on an area that is mostly clear of other individuals at this time. But they seem to be patching up surfaces and rebuilding elements of the void using some sort of a plaster to seal up leaks or other areas where water would seem to be coming through. You can see they all have little pails that contain whatever plaster this is, and they are mixing it with water from down below, and they're using it to repair. But as you approach, you can see they regard you, but they don't talk to you. But you do see the foreman of them is the large black minotaur that has been seen with Caden before.
Hello, greetings. I am done with my duties up at the commissary today, so I figured I'd make myself useful, come down, sweep up after folks.
You say this to him? Mm-hmm. He turns around and looks at you, he's like looming over about three times your size.
Not going to get his ankles.
probably good. looks down at you and he's,
Grundor don't need more workers.
But would Grundor like a morale boost for his workers?
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare.
PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Make a persuasion check for me.
Okay. You hit my dice.
Which was a 20.
It's better. It's a 19.
She rolled an 8.
Yeah, and we're not going to count that die, are we? I'm just going to roll the better one.
And she rolled a 7
really
and an 8.
It really yeah. did hit. So either way, so if you want it to be the lower one.
I asked you to roll a die.
Go ahead, do it in March. That's fine. Do it in the month of March. Make it
yeah,
the
wow, this is really cool. It's like he's like questioning your authenticity or something.
Oh, constantly.
Letting Will's dice get in the way, just men holding back women.
The damn patriarchy in his own dice box.
And all I'm trying Calvin to do is sweep in the game, it. God damn it! I'm in a fantasy game and I'm sweeping! I'm sweeping!
While the men do the real work sweep, on the scaffolds.
Sweeping and trying to, like, entertain them? I don't know. It's weird.
With a 19, you are able to... your persuasion works and Grundor kind of looks at you and looks at them and... Hey! And they all like stop and look at him just like, why? And he goes,
2 minutes.
And he like turns and walks away and they all kind of immediately put their stuff down and all sit down and it's like, oh, and like take a minute to like breathe and stuff and just kind of look at you and just.
Michelle, you have to entertain them for 2 real life minutes. Go.
Dude, why did you hold put it. Both microphones by you?
I got it. Hold on. I'll get the timer.
It's going. A problem.
All right. 2 minutes?
No, yes. It's not. Okay.
Go.
Be entertaining.
Boo. Yeah, bring on the entertainment. So this, oh, what are we just looking? Man. What is this? Is she prepared?
I've been doing nothing but inhaling chalk dust all day.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, stinking days.
I like that.
All right, I'm going.
Hi, guys. So it's me, Missy, and I just wanted to say I'm coming live to you. Looks like we've got some entertainment that's popping up. So let's see what happens.
A void influencer.
Uh-huh. Voidfluencer.
Missy came from a prison too. That's crazy. Yeah. This is full circle.
Right back in prison. Story.
The orange. Oh my god.
We're stalling for you, dude. You got a minute and 18 seconds left.
So wonderful. Maybe she'll kick it off in just a sec. I don't know, but like and subscribe.
I once learned a song up above on a ship, and I'll teach it to you in order to keep your spirits up while you're working. Work. Work, 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 work. Okay, but I'm going to be doing Song of Rest while all this is happening, so they're going to feel so rejuvenated.
I thought you were singing Rihanna.
Song of Rest is 10 minutes.
All right, I can keep the timer going.
Mm-hmm.
Sing for me for
10
minutes, Michelle.
Yeah, but is the Minotaur close enough to hear this stuff? Because I think he's just going to get kind of like lulled into it. Like, hey,
isn't
like
the Minotaur the one that sings, or is it the other one that sings?
Grundor does not sing.
24601.
It does not 24601. Mention anything.
His name
about
is 24601.
It just says beginning at second level, you use soothing music or oration to help revitalize your wounded allies.
Mm-hmm.
During a short rest.
Work.
So, for an hour, you could try to do it.
I mean, it's a short rest.
Does it
rest.
Have to be an hour for short rest with a short rest?
Short rest is an hour, yes.
No, it's 8 seconds to an hour.
No.
Drew, I have a feeling you've been lying to someone for a long time.
It's definitely an hour.
You start to sing for 2 minutes, And at the cusp of 2 minutes, Grundor comes back and goes, "Time's up!" And they immediately like grab their stuff and begin to like rummage around and begin to go back to work. He looks at you and goes, "Thank you."
Looks like Grumpy Grundor is back, so I'm gonna get back to my.
Missy gets thrown.
We'll yeet Missy out of
into
this.
The ocean.
Into the ocean.
Is there a bucket of dust?
Yeah, they're all over the place.
I'll take it.
Just go to the workout room where they've just got all that chalk.
Yeah, you're just going to grab it?
Yeah. Thank you. I'll be taking this as payment for my beautiful performance.
Work. Go ahead and make a athletics check for me.
Athletics?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You got 16.
That's a nat 20. You're immediately picked up by Grundor.
Hey, that's for builders. You're not a builder.
Shit, yeah, you're right.
My bad.
He doesn't drop you.
Try the song again.
Oh, no, guys. Shit's going down.
Grundor uses Nell to beat Missy to death.
No.
Just...
So sorry. All right, I'll drop the bucket.
You put the bucket down?
Yeah.
He swings you out the other way and lets you go.
Mage hand, I'm scooping up that.
Unheard servant grabs the bucket.
No, I'll wait.
You leave?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my shoes are covered in dust. So much dust, it's fucking caked on. I'm going to have so much dust.
The
more
dust
than
that got kicked up when he was waving Missy around at Mel.
Maybe.
No.
This is the worst day ever. I give up. Somebody else can do something. I'm turning into.
I had to
the
go
day.
To the bottom of the ocean. Barrios and Kestis walk over. Shut up.
So you hear shouted down the void, the hollow of the void. Hey, don't worry about it now. I bet my day's gonna go really bad too. Okay. I'll try to make it even worse so you feel better.
Oh yeah, you guys are gonna try and start a regiment.
Regime.
We're here for regiment change down here in the.
Oh. Fix your skin or else.
Does anyone want to do anything?
No, fuck.
Will looks worried.
I'm kind of stupid.
It's their turn to do something.
Yeah, it's their turn now.
I'm not saying anything until Drew is able to break eye contact with Will.
Well, it looks like no one's ever going to say anything ever again.
Yeah, at some point.
I'm using the chalk in the mattress. Break. Will that work?
The mattress.
Okay,
gross
so.
Powder.
Maybe.
I'll go back in. I'll. Touch it. I won't lick it this time, but I will try to like draw something on the ground, grumbling the whole fucking time. I didn't realize it would take an hour. I thought they would love it. I thought they would think that song was so good.
Hey, no, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Whoa.
That's your response. Oh, whoa.
Yeah, that's my response.
Does mattress dust work? Like,
it's a powdery substance.
Do I recognize the mattress dust?
No.
Do I recognize the mattress dust?
What'd you roll?
A 19?
No.
What is that going to be?
We
medicine?
We know where there are open buckets of rock dust. I feel like we could probably figure something out.
No, it's fucking
out.
Impossible. That's a delicious thing.
I was like, we're going to die here.
I can only do so much, guys.
And
can
yet
only
it's not
do
enough.
So
okay, now, hey.
I'm just kidding.
I just look at Connie. It's kind of catchy. Work.
Yeah,
they
don't.
They say we have to work. Work.
I don't think you're getting the recognition you deserve now. Let me just let that be. You know, I think I'm going to go talk to what's-his-name that runs the place.
Yeah, go find the dust buckets or so. I'm out.
I want to find out why he got to get rid of that kid.
I'm going to hang back just a little bit just in case
something goes a little bit squirrely.
Okay.
So go in, ask your questions, and...
Oh, no, he's not going to see me.
I'm making a... I mean, we want questions.
Okay. Answer. All right, fine.
So what I'm thinking is go in as diplomatic as you can and see if you can get some questions answered. If he decides he wants to do something different, then I'll persuade him otherwise.
Okay, I got this. We go up to...
Right, you make your way up to where Caden resides to try to speak to him. You head up there. You can see there are several prisoners on this level, but nobody is around Caden currently. He seems to be at his in his cell by himself working. It looks like he's either sewing something or mending something. He's just kind of busying himself as you approach. Looks up and sees you. Ah, come in.
Hey, thanks. Caden, was it, right?
Yes, and apologies. I don't quite remember everyone here. I know you're one of the new ones.
Yeah, came in just a few days or something ago. Connie. Brava. Good to meet you.
Pleasure. Tell me, Mr. Brava, what can I do?
I just had a few questions. First of all, I just want to say I totally understand what you're doing here. Well, not completely, but I understand, you know, bringing order to chaos, making this place more livable for those of us who have to be here.
Well, thank you.
Seems like you've got this place locked up pretty well.
I mean, as well as you can be locked up in a maximum security prison, but yeah.
All right. Well, I just wanted to, you know, make sure that I fully understood the situation so I didn't make any wrong turns or anything like that. And I wanted to start with just a quick question about that kid that you tossed out the airlock.
Seisha.
That's the one, yeah. What was all that about?
Seems as rumors are circulating faster than the disease down here.
Whoa.
Whatever you may have been informed, nobody was tossed out. We haven't had somebody go for a swim in several months. We're pretty good at keeping our people alive.
Oh, really? Well, what happened then?
Seisha tried to escape. Apparently, whatever you and your friend said to him scared him more than the horrors of this ocean.
Okay. Well, you took him and you had him for a little bit before he left. Did he tell you what caused him to do something like that?
All I could get out of the lad was something about a killer. And that your friend was one of them. But who isn't down here in some way, shape, or form?
That's it.
That's all he could tell me. What did you and your friend talk about?
Well, I don't know. I came across the two of them, and the kid was freaking out, and he thought my friend was some boogeyman who had killed his whole clan. I have no idea.
That is a powerful accusation.
I should say so.
Perhaps I need to have a conversation with this friend and see if that is true.
I mean, like you said, who he ain't a killer.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Maybe it's just me being overly protective.
So why were you put in here, by the way?
Oh, that is a... long story with an arduous legality and several other instances. Suffice it to say, I am here and I deserve it.
That looks like the system works.
Some would say.
It's like a real sign of remorse there. Well, if you ever want to talk about that, I'm all ears.
Of course.
Well, my friend's all ears, really. So, say a fella or a lady.
Of course.
What? Huh?
We've rehabilitated you.
Okay.
Wow.
Jail's been good for you.
Was interested in finding some, like, unusual, atypical items, substances around here. How would they go about acquiring them? You know, things that were not, like, just regularly traded.
Contraband.
I assume there's no such thing as contraband here in a prison run by prisoners, but I could be wrong.
No, of course not, but atypical is going to be difficult to find. You see, most people are stripped of their belongings before they're brought down here. Mm-hmm. Anything that we have, we've made by ourselves, mm-hmm. we've created, or we've scavenged. And you ask around enough, some people might have something you're looking for, but you're not going to find much atypical. We do have many arcane, knowledgeable people down here, and a lot of things can be spells. And something we learned very quickly is those who can cast spells cast them at their own peril.
Mm. Oh. They don't... Really?
Yes.
Spells are a little wonky down here?
Not only wonky, but dangerous. A pressurized tube miles below the sea.
Mm.
It can be dangerous and not a great help to anybody other than to express anger or cast a fireball in a small room. It's really not very helpful. So
it just seems to me like maybe it'd be a good idea to start organizing, groups of people to come together for, as a market or something, or as a guild, or, where they can start talking about how to use their skills and resources for the betterment of the whole, of everyone here. Maybe come up with some ideas to make life a little more enjoyable down here than it is.
If you have suggestions, I'm all ears. We've tried to make this place as habitable as we can, being that it is a prison. But sure. Everyone has duties and jobs that they do to help the betterment of this place. I don't see how we can maximize them anymore.
Well, I've found that by encouraging collaboration among people, especially among people who have similar talents and thinkings, and then also who have disparate ways of thinking and viewing the world and maybe interacting, and kind of can create solutions to problems you never knew you had. So like social organizations, common interest clubs, things like that.
I think you'll find most common interest clubs have to do with crime or violence. For most of the men and women down here.
That's simplifying things too much. You know, we're not all just criminals. It's just like most of us have become criminals because it's of circumstance. Like, for instance, look at me. I don't consider myself a criminal. Yes, have I done things that were against the law of the land in which I live? Sure. Did I agree with those laws? No. I'm not out to hurt anyone, and most of these people, I would say, are not.
You've not met the vast majority of them, then. We're all here because we don't deserve to live on the same plane as other people.
Can I ask you when you came to think that?
The day they dropped us down here. I knew that to be true. We are all prisoners. Deserving of death, but granted a far worse sentencing. To spend the rest of our existence in a lightless world. Surrounded by those just as corrupt and evil as we are. I implore you to try to find a good soul down here. You will be sorely mistaken. Everyone here, given the chance, will turn and stab you in the back. I believe one of them already has.
Well, in the front and the side.
That's very inaccurate but persistent. Point is, Connie, we're not the good guys. We're the bad guys. We all got what we deserved.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you on that.
No?
I'm really sorry you say things like that.
When the day comes that you run the void, you run it as you see fit.
I will. Oh, anyway, could you tell me where could I get some rock dust, stone powder, chalk?
What are you needing chalk for?
Well, a friend of mine, we're just kind of like trying to cheer her up. And we're trying to do like, I don't know, a special celebration for her. And we need some hypercolor squid ink, rock dust. Yeah, that should do it.
Make
one amethyst, two emeralds, a topaz.
Make it
not on my grocery shopping list.
Make a deception check.
You meant persuasion. Because that's plus +5 and deception's minus -3.
Whoa. Did you mean persuasion?
I mean, he's not telling him the truth, so that's why that was my mode of thought.
Like a lawyer.
I'm not going to add my knack for it, because that wouldn't do shit. 3.
A 3.
What were the plus +5?
This is the minus.
Yeah.
He watches you for a moment. Of course. Anything for a friend. You'll find we do, in rare occasions, catch squid for some of the food the commissary will have, any remnants of those left over. Talk to Grundor and tell him anything from the builders, any kind of dust or mortar he can get from him.
Oh, thank you very much.
Of course.
Now, is there anything I can do for you?
No. Mr. Brava, I'm perfectly content where I am.
That bothers me more than you could possibly imagine.
Is that Drew speaking?
Aren't our characters always just a little...
It's kind of bleeding through a little bit.
Extensions of ourselves.
He returns to his sewing.
What's he sewing?
You look down.
You went up with hundreds of
blankets. Huge canvas.
Yeah. No, can I have that?
The t-shirt says Connie sucks.
No, it seems to just be a little
Potter stinks.
It seems to be some sort of a small pouch or something. Oh. Some sort of just a cloth pouch that he's just sewing together. Seems like he's mending some sort of a seam on the side of it. But yeah, goes back to what he's doing.
All right, well, I assume you know where to find me at any time. So if you ever do need something, let me know. Also, could you do me a favor? One more, I know.
Of course.
But I figure this is maybe a little tip for that, tip for tat. If you find out anything more, hear anything more about my friend being some kind of monster. Could you give me a little heads up? You see, he doesn't remember much about who he is before an unfortunate accident he was involved in.
That is interesting. I'll see what I can find.
Appreciate it.
Of course.
What was the name of the guy who can give me the rock dust?
Grundor. My second.
Oh, the big Minotaur.
Yes.
Just tell him you said I could have some rock.
He'll know.
Okay.
Some rock?
Some rock?
Hey, Grundor, you got some rock?
and also a spoon?
Also, you know, whatever you need. A
little glass pipe I could... I'm just...
Okay.
Classic Grundor. Yeah,
you can collect down at the commissary. There is a few corpses of squids that are left behind with a little bit of finesse and some deft hands. You can extract a little bit of their ink from them, collecting yourself a small little bit of that, and retrieving the chalk from Grundor. You have...
Is it bioluminescent ink?
One way to find out.
All you had to do was ask.
I cut my hands like
I'm
this.
I'm sleeping. I'm taking a nap.
It doesn't seem to glow right now, but it's the only ink you have currently, so huh. Might work, it might not work.
Okay.
One way to find out. But yeah, you have those. You have all those, and you have everything else on your list. So now the next step is putting it all together. And that is where we will leave you all tonight, with the party successfully gathering all of the items on their list. And we will see how that works out the next time.
I hate when we get stuff when we roll threes.
There's always a about it. But we'll see what happens.
Those things came pretty easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. How come everybody didn't just like go down to the bottom of the ocean and get their stuff like they were?
That's weird. Almost.
Yeah. What's up with that?
What up with that? But until
we
until we gather together to finish this, to continue this story arc, we'll leave it up there. Thank you all so much for playing. Thank you all so much for watching and listening. This has been the Wild Magic School Bus. Good night, everybody.
Blessings. Later, losers.
Bye. Good night.
You've been listening to the Wild Magic School Bus. We hope you've enjoyed our little show as much as we've enjoyed making it for you. Be sure to come back Mondays each week for a new installment, and make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review while you're there. Those things help us out a whole lot. And if watching is your thing, no judgments here. Our YouTube channel has all the content you need. Speaking of following, you can follow the show on social media too. Just search the Wild Magic School Bus, and when you do, make sure you say hi. Want more than the average listener? Then our Patreon is the place for you. You can get early access, ad-free episodes, and a whole lot more when you join us on the bus. Thanks again for listening. See you next week.
Douglas Adams' greatest quote was, anything invented after you're 35 is against the natural order of things. And then there's another one. What do you get when you multiply 6 by 9? 42. That's it. That's all there is.
Don't stand too long at that symbol, because he did get it off some satanic website.
Nope.
DnDBeyond.com.
Definitely did not.
My mom would agree.
That Douglas Adams was a genius. He was a profound and brilliant British humorist who was also a very reluctant novelist.
Did he write that?
No, his friend and fellow British storyteller, Neil Gaiman, told comic riffs.
Neil Gaiman?
Neil Gaiman. That's what I heard. Neil Gaiman!
In the early chapters of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, there's a long discussion about
Vogon poetry. Mm-hmm. Species of aliens who they're, the way they torture people is they write poetry and recite it, and it's so bad that it kills you. And he mentions that it's considered the second worst in the galaxy, or the third worst in the galaxy. There's Vogon poetry, there's another insane alien race, and then there's like a woman's name, and it was like a decade before it came out that that was just the name of a woman he went to high school with.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That's great. That man is a genius. Did he write that before he was 35, though?
That's a great question. I know. So here's a quote from the Hitchhiker's Guide. The ships hung in the sky in much the same way that bricks don't.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't mean anything, but it elicits such a specific reaction that I'm like, yeah, it is like how bricks don't.
Here's a really deep one. He felt that his whole life was some kind of dream, and he sometimes wondered whose it was and whether they were enjoying it.
I feel like those are books that you either like you love, that you really dig, or you really hate.
Or you have the kind of brain that just goes, no.
Yeah, like that's not
how
things.
I want to be Zaphod Beeblebox now. Yeah. If there's anything more important than my ego around, I want it caught and shot.
Will, if you want to read these sometime, you're more than welcome
to borrow. I would love to borrow the... I gotta finish Murtag.
You've not read them?
I have not. My I just God. Have seen the
is,
movie.
What I have Same. Is the... It's like one big Omnibus. Volume that is all four books.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, it's a good read, and it breaks it up. That so sounds, if, you, if you're like, I only want to read the first one,
yeah,
it's
that's not like good.
You're going
to
lose
you
track.
There's
there,
four books to
the Hitchhiker's? So there's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. There's Restaurant at the End of the Universe.
Okay.
There's...
But most
So Long and Thanks for All the Fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the nice. And it's there's like the fourth one is kind of a short
Epilogue.
Story call oh it's like Learning to Fly or something. Mm-hmm. Like the whole bit of the story is that the way that human beings learn to fly is that if you fall down and you get distracted at the last second, you can miss the ground. And if you get distracted, you just fly
you just
instead.
Keep going.
That's funny. One of my favorite things is when they get back to the ship and the depressed robot is like, I've been talking with the computer. And it hates me.
It hates me.
Alan Rickman is probably the perfect person.
Have you guys
that.
Oh, he was.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.